poll, majority of Americans say worst of the pandemic is behind us. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2022. Most Americans are carrying a relatively optimistic view about the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, as a majority believe the worst of the pandemic is behind us. A YouGov/The Economist survey released this week found. While public health restrictions have finally waned across the country, as all states have lifted indoor mask mandates, some public health officials, such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, have warned that Americans should not get too comfortable as they embrace the newfound state of pre-pandemic normalcy. And if we do get a variant that does give us an uptick in cases and hospitalization, we should be prepared and flexible enough to pivot towards going back, at least temporarily, to a more rigid type of restrictions, such as requiring masks indoors, Fauci said over the weekend, making similar remarks on other media hits as well. However, Americans are not in the same place, as many are looking forward with optimism. A majority, 57% overall, say the worst part of the pandemic is behind us, compared to 11% who believe it will get worse in the future. Notably, a majority of Republicans, 73%, and independents, 58%, believe the worst part of the pandemic is behind us, but Democrats are more hesitant, as a plurality, 45%, said the same. One quarter of Democrats remain unsure, and 15% believe the pandemic is going to get worse. The survey also found that most, 54%, are not worried about personally experiencing the virus, and among those, 26% are not worried at all. Republicans and independents tend not to be worried about experiencing the virus, but a majority of Democrats, 62%, still have waning concerns. The survey was taken March 26 to 29, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, who got his second booster dose, his fourth jab, this week, made it clear that the virus is not over. "We're now in a new moment in this pandemic. That does not mean COVID-19 is over. It means that COVID-19 no longer controls our lives," he said, not explaining why he failed to wholly shut down the virus, as promised.